Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 25th of March, 2007. It's the birthday of Bela Cohen Spivak, born in Romania, 1899, came to this country as a small child. By her early 20s, she'd published 40 short stories and her autobiography, Streets, a memoir of the Lower East Side. Married a newspaper reporter, Sam Spivak, and the two of them collaborated with Cole Porter on Kiss Me, Kate, 1948. It's the birthday of one of the most popular young adult novelists in America, Kate DiCamillo, born in Philadelphia, 1964. She was often sick as a child, had to go to the hospital and placed in an oxygen tent. And one time when she was 3 years old, her father came to the hospital with a little wooden village for her to play with, and he made up a story about the chicken and the farmer and the house and the church. And she later said of that moment, "Something opened up inside me." Did a lot of reading as a child, graduated from college, talked about being a writer, read books about writing. She said, "I did everything except write." So she started. She wrote 2 pages every day. Didn't have much success until she moved to Minnesota. She took a job with a book wholesaler working in the children's book section. And there she began to take children's literature seriously. It was a very cold winter in Minnesota. She missed the South. She wished she could have a dog, but she couldn't because the apartment building wouldn't allow it. So she began writing a story about a stray dog who helps a 10-year-old girl adjust to life in a new town. And that became DiCamillo's novel, Because of Winn-Dixie. Won a Newbery Medal, was a bestseller in 2000, later made into a movie. A book that begins, "My name is India Opal Baloney, and last summer, my daddy, the preacher, sent me to the store for a box of macaroni and cheese, some white rice, and 2 tomatoes, and I came back with a dog." It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Flannery O'Connor, born in Savannah, Georgia, 1925, came north to attend the creative writing program at the Iowa Writers' Workshop, where she didn't quite fit in. She'd never read James Joyce or Franz Kafka. She was more interested in Edgar Allan Poe and Nathaniel Hawthorne. But her fiction impressed everybody, and she began work on her first novel. She was still working on it in 1950 when she noticed a heaviness in her arms, and it turned out that she had inherited lupus, the disease that had killed her father. She moved in with her mother down in Milledgeville, Georgia, got steroid treatments, and forced herself to write for 3 hours every day on the screened porch. Her first novel, Wise Blood, got mixed reviews, 1952, and then 3 years later, the story collection that made her name. 2 of the most famous short stories of the 20th century in it, A Good Man is Hard to Find, and Good Country People, about a young woman whose wooden leg is stolen by a Bible salesman. She published one more novel, The Violent Barred Away, and died about a week short of her 40th birthday. It's the birthday of feminist writer Gloria Steinem, born in Toledo, 1934. She had poor grades in high school, but she got into Smith College because she did well on her entrance exam, went to work as a journalist afterward, and founded Ms. Magazine, came out in January 1972. Here's a poem for today by Darnell Arnold, entitled Some in Pieces. In World War II, the oldest of my uncles picked up dead bodies, dead weight, some in pieces, and threw them onto the beds of trucks. His work spread far as he could see. When he came home, he poured salted peanuts into a Coca-Cola and prepared for life with folks who could never know some things as long as they lived. Some in Pieces, a poem by Darnell Arnold, from What Travels With Us, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeInPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.